Welcome to the Jazz Film School Podcast, episode number 332.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 232. My name is Brendan Lowe, creator and founder of jazzpianoschool.com, Jazz Piano School. Thank you so much for being here. This is an awesome episode brought to you by Sterling Koza, one of the Jazz Piano School staff educator members. I don't really have much for you guys today. Sterling is going to be going over the Kansas City blues scale, just the blues in general. And a lot of students have a hard time with the blues. I had a hard time with the blues. I didn't really understand how to make good blues sounds. And the blues sound I was actually striving to go for, the one I wanted to get, wasn't contained within the notes of the traditional blues scale. So what I actually wanted, the sound I wanted to produce out of my right-hand improvisational lines, it actually wasn't contained in traditional blues language, meaning the 1, flat 3, 4, sharp 4, 5, flat 7. So you may be in this exact same spot, hunting and searching for how to develop this particular blues sound you're after, and this could be the secret to unlock that for you. And this is kind of what I stumbled upon and realized, oh, I need to use some different notes. And then I came up with some different scales and things like that. I learned some more knowledge, and I actually had to switch up my notes. So you're going to learn how to do that in this particular podcast episode. It's really awesome. Sterling goes over the history, which is really, really nice in the beginning of the episode, just to learn more about how the different notes started to change in the blues. I think all of that is great. So try to not rush through the history lesson that he gives you in the beginning, even though he's not playing yet. It's always great to learn about where these things came from, how they've developed, where they're at today, etc. So the accelerator program is currently open, but not for long. It's going to start on April 4th, which is next week. So if you're interested in learning more about the live accelerator program, this is a live teaching program that Jazz Piano School runs, that I run with Sterling and Trent, my Jazz Piano School educators, that allows you to actually study with us. It's a live teaching program that actually allows you to take lessons with us. You are in a small cohort of students that are moving through a curriculum. You get weekly lessons. You get video review. You get messaging with us. You get access to a private community. It's a live teaching program. Now, this is not offered inside the Jazz Piano School self-study membership area, right? So this is a really amazing opportunity if you want to accelerate your progress. It is called the Accelerator Program. Break through your plateaus and really get some professional eyes and ears on your sound, on your playing, and get custom lessons delivered to you every single week. To get more info, go to jazzpianoschool.com/accelerator-info. jazzpianoschool.com/accelerator-info. And you can see the page there. We have some spots left. There's not that many. I think there's about 8 or 9 spots left. My mastermind program, my Inner Circle Mastermind program, will also be reopening this coming September. And I usually start dropping the buzzwords about this really early because it's in very, very high demand. If you are interested in that, just shoot an email to support@jazzpianoschool.com so that I can send you more info about that. But I always encourage students to go through the Accelerator program first before joining my Inner Circle Mastermind because it gives you a taste of what these live programs are about. It's pretty hard to kind of just jump into my 9-month Inner Circle Mastermind program when you haven't done the 3-month Accelerator program, right? Because it can be a lot. I mean, a 9-month program versus a 3-month program, that's a big difference in time. It's a big difference in focus and just kind of getting used to the tech and how this operates within Jazz Piano School. So Anyway, if you have any questions about whether or not the live programs might be the right fit for you, please write in. I respond to everyone. And if you're just looking for any sort of membership questions or you're interested in joining the community within Jazz Piano School, to just use the self-study materials, that's available as well. I don't really have much for you guys. We are constantly working furiously to update a lot of things in the website. It's going very, very well. Our new Tune of the Month archive has been updated. We're updating the new calendar, the way that we're streaming events, all the PDFs you're going to get, all the courses are being updated, the design, the layout, the functionality. We're doing major, major overhauls to the entire site, including myself refilming all the videos, and I've started to put some of those videos into the solo piano system. And then we're going to be releasing more courses and just keeping going and going and going, right? So a lot of great stuff. I'm also going to have more of a social media presence for my personal playing, which is kind of fun. I don't usually use social media that much for Jazz Piano School. I probably should, but I don't know. It's not something I've been highly interested in the future. I tend to deliver all my educational material and content through YouTube. All the podcast lessons, obviously, like the one you're listening to, is on YouTube, and all the other previous video lessons can be found there as well. So, you know, Instagram and like TikTok, I don't know. It's just, I can't deliver the type of education I'm looking for in such a short, you know, I know that's not what it's for. It's kind of to like give you guys a little preview and things like that. It's just more for fun, but I don't know. It hasn't been my cup of tea. But for my personal playing, I really actually am working hard to do that. I do play a lot personally. I just don't advertise it that much. And it's been one of my goals to do that because I think you all should hear me play. And I guess a lot of people continuously ask me, hey, man, where can I listen to you play or can I hear you play? And that's what my Instagram page is going to be for. So when that's released, I'll drop that in this podcast here and like over the, I'll email it out to the list as well to all you guys to let you know so you can follow me. And then you can hear more of my playing, my gigs I play, my trio gigs with my band, Solo Bell, my jazz gigs, any sort of music projects I take on, which are a lot. I do a lot of music. I direct music at a church. We do gospel, funk, blues, traditional hymns, jazz, everything. We write music. You know, and then I have my jazz trio. I play with a jazz vocalist. And then I have my own band, actually, called Solo Bell. You can find them on Spotify. We do and write a lot of music. We have two albums out with some more albums coming up in the future as well. So I think that's it, y'all. So, again, the Accelerator program starts next week, April 4th. If you are interested in joining, go to jazzpianoschool.com/accelerator-info. And you'll get info to all that. But besides that, I hope you guys enjoy this amazing episode from Sterling Koza, who's one of the Accelerator teachers and Jazz Piano School educators. And so, enjoy. I hope you guys learn a lot on the blues. Here we go.
Hey, everybody. Sterling here with another podcast for jazzpianoschool.com. We had a lot of requests for this one. You might have seen a couple weeks ago we had the TTT, the Tricks, Tips, and Transcriptions section. We did one called the Sweet Scale. So more specifically, this was a tutorial on how to use the Kansas City Blues Scale. So the Kansas City Scale, I'd love to tell you a little bit more about it today. This is kind of like a colloquial term that's used to describe a specific type of blues playing from players based in Kansas City, dating all the way back to swing bands like Benny Moten, Count Basie, Jimmy Lunceford. A lot of their melodies and riffs were based in this mode or sound that we call now today the Kansas City Blues Scale. And you might be wondering, how is this different from the traditional blues scale, the normal blues scale, or the normal one as we know it? You know, the blues, I like to think of the blues as a feeling and a sound, not just a scale. And the interesting thing about this Kansas City blues scale is that it's not that much different from the traditional blues scale. It's just in the manner that we use it and the manner that these players from you know, these great players from back in the day use this scale. So I want to show you how you can use this scale and implement it into your own playing. So if we are in the key of F, our traditional blues scale is going to sound like this. That's a sound that we're all familiar with. And it can be really useful sometimes, right? You know, using blue notes like the flat third, the flat seventh, they really give you that jazzy type of sound and feeling. Jazzy, whatever that means. But it can be a little limiting, especially if you're only using those notes, you know, those 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, those six notes, you know, to play over a form and improvise. How do we have more options? Well, what I like to do is implement the Kansas City blues scale and kind of alternate between the two. So I'm going to show you later on how to do that. But first, we need to figure out what this Kansas City sound is. So basically what these players did is, rather than using the traditional blues scale as we know it today, they were centering their scale off of a different note. If we think of the traditional blues scale as 1, flat 3, 4, sharp 4 or flat 5, 5, flat 7, 1. This scale is great. The only problem is we don't get to hear the natural third, right? A natural. All we get is the flat third. And these two thirds, major and minor third, have very different sounds. You know, one could be described as a little tougher, you know, maybe a little more longing, mournful. The flat third can have a lot of emotion that carries with it. But the major third, you know, conversely, it's like a lot sweeter. And there's that word, the sweet scale. So that's where this word comes from. Now, in order to get the Kansas City scale, all we're going to do is play the same notes but start on a different pitch. So if we start on F for the traditional blues scale, we're going to start this one on the third, A flat. Now, we can play this in the key of F, but it's going to sound exactly the same. We can use this instead in the key of A flat. So if we make A flat our tonic or our root, then all of a sudden we've got this bright, happy sounding scale, which has a completely different sound than the traditional blues scale. So it's the exact same notes, we're just starting it on a different pitch. This would be what we'd call like a relative mode, right? Based in the key of F, it's going to have more of a minor, like more dirty sound. But if we start it on A flat, it's going to have a sweeter, maybe more clean sound, so to speak. So, you know, you can have that variety and using the same notes come up with a completely different tonal palette to play with. So if we put numbers to this scale, it would be 1, 2, flat 2, or raised 3rd. That'd be the flat 3 going to major 3. 1, 2, flat 3, 3. So we've got both 3rds in this scale. The minor 3rd and the major 3rd. Pretty interesting. 5, 6, 1. 1, 2, flat 3, 3. 5, 6, 1. So that's our Kansas City blues scale. So we can transpose this back to F. We discovered the relative mode from F, traditional blues, to A flat, Kansas City blues, or the sweet scale. We can also transpose the sweet scale back to F with the numbers we just discovered. So 1, 2, flat 3, 3, 5, 6, 1. So that's how you determine each of these scales in any given key. You can start with the traditional blues scale. For example, if we did it in the key of D, that's our traditional blues scale, and then we'll just start on the third and make that our new root. So see how these scales are very closely related, but they have completely different characters when you change the root. So we're going to practice using this scale in the key of F today. We might sprinkle a little bit of the traditional blues scale in there, but I first want to show you how you can use this scale over traditional 12-bar blues, and then we will look at a jazz standard. So if I'm playing this scale over the blues in the key of F, let me get my my play-along going here. Just to get a little tempo. Let's say we're playing it at 120 beats per minute. So we could go like, let me get my, make sure there's bass in there. Okay. That would be some type of riff that you could come up with using just the Kansas City Blues scale. Players from those bands that I mentioned, Count Basie, Jimmy Lunsford's orchestra, they would just make up riffs in this mode. Of course, they might not be thinking of it in a mode, they're just hearing the sound in their ears. But that's how they'd come up with these melodies, using this collection of notes. Now you might have noticed that when I got to the four chord, I chose the flat third. I think that fits really well over the B-flat 7. We've got the flat 7 in the key of B-flat, the flat 3rd in the key of F. And then we can switch back to major. And we chose the 2-5-1 turnaround for this blues. But you could also play this over a 5-4-1 turnaround. That would be C7, B-flat 7, F7. Now you could choose to play the Kansas City Blues scale in the home key, the key of F. Or you could transpose it into each one of those parallel keys. You do it in the key of C. You could do it in the key of B-flat for the four chord. Back in F. Let's see what a chorus would sound like using those parameters. 2, 8, and. That's what a chorus of the Kansas City Blues would sound like over a 12-bar blues. Now we can use another tune from the jazz standard repertoire by the pen of the great Thelonious Monk. That would be I Mean You. This is a nice one because the melody already has almost all the notes from the Kansas City Blues scale, even though it was written by a jazz musician during the bebop era. And for those of you that don't know, the great Charlie Parker was from Kansas City. If you go to the Jazz Museum in Kansas City, you can see an exhibit with a lot about his life. And he grew up playing in swing bands, but then went on to create his own style. But he kept part of that style with him when he went on to create bebop. And you can hear it in his blues playing when he plays tunes like Cool Blues or... you know, other blues songs, like a slow blues, he'll be using this vocabulary over tunes like that too. So by association, you know, he played a lot with Thelonious Monk, so, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of overlap there, you know, when they were playing in New York together. So this melody that Monk wrote, ironically, it sounds very similar to the Kansas City sound. So see if you recognize this tune. That'd be I Mean You by Thelonious Monk. So this scale works really well over this tune. I'm going to show you some ways that you can implement it, and we're going to have to transpose it through a couple of different keys. We're starting in F, and then we go to D flat. And then up to D. And then when you have a 2-5-1 in the key of F, you can just keep playing the scale in F. It works over the whole 2-5-1. Alright, and then the bridge, we go to the key of E flat. So we'd play the Kansas City scale starting off at E flat. Then back to F. And down to D flat. The last chord before the bridge is an E7. If you want to be really adventurous, you can use the same scale, the KC blues scale, in the key of E. And that goes back up to F. So let's hear a little bit of this tune, I Mean You. And let's try improvising using the Kansas City scale. Let's see what this sounds like. Here we go. We're going to bring the tempo up a little bit. 135. That'd be a chorus of I Mean You using the Kansas City blues scale. Let's try it up tempo just a little bit more, just to really bring it home, and we'll call it good. Let's see here. 1, 2, 3. Sprinkled in a little bit of the traditional blues scale there, so you can kind of alternate between the two once you get comfortable with these two scales. So I hope that this was helpful for you. I hope that you can use this to internalize some of that Kansas City sound and bring it into your own playing. So as always, happy practicing. If you like this video, leave a comment in the description down below and let us know what you'd like to see next. Take care. See you next time.